no male or female. You were all one in.
Whoa, now we're throwing. So gender's just gone altogether. Let's just throw gender out. Let's just pretend like there's no difference at all. Did you guys catch that? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss the women's ministry in the church today. You know, I like to harp on male pastors and the male message in the church, and trust me, I have plenty of smoke for them because there's plenty for them to take. Pause. However, we're going to shift gears and we're going to go into the women's ministry today, and you know, you can't fully say the church is what it is based of purely off of what the men are being told. Because if the women were pitching a shutout, we wouldn't have this problem. And I'm not just talking about the church and society and everything in general. If they were pitching a shutout, trust me, men would be already pitching a shutout. A lot of men are pretty much already pitching a shutout, a no-hitter, with all of the obstacles and the BS and the lies and the propaganda and everything that's thrown their way. But this video was requested by one of the gentlemen on the channel, so I figured, you know what? I've been meaning to talk about this anyway, so you know what? I think it's time we discussed the women's ministry in the church, and unfortunately, we are going to ruffle some feathers today. I don't go out of my way to ruffle feathers. I know it might seem like I go out of my way to insult people or to degrade people. I don't mean to do that. However, if I need to tell the truth, which needs to be told, then I'm going to do it. I don't do it to be mean. I don't do it to go out there and mess with anybody intentionally. This is just meant to be educational, entertaining, and informative. And before we get started, I would love and encourage that you share your comments, your feedback, whether it's about a various clip that you want to discuss, something you want to discuss, the overall theme of the episode. I don't care what you want to discuss. This is a safe space for you to discuss it. Now, gentlemen, we need to address the elephant in the room. Sometimes the physical elephant and other times the metaphysical element. I mean, we can't not discuss the women's ministry and not discuss female pastors in general. And I know there are good people on both sides who have thoughts, opinions, arguments on both sides. However, we're going to give these people a voice. We're going to listen to a female pastor or a woman pastor teach about why women should be allowed to teach in the church. Despite what Paul says, these same people are very quick to cite Paul. Oh, you can't be a biblical bachelor. No, men are supposed to get married and you can't live in sexual sin and this, and the other thing. Oh, really? Well, where is that when Paul says, oh, women aren't supposed to teach in church? Oh, but that's different. But that's different. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Let's see what they got to say, though. I'll give them time of day. Go ahead, ma'am. What you got to say?
Should women preach or be in places of leadership like pastor? We have two scriptures that say that women should not speak or preach or be in leadership position, basically. And we have, I don't know how many, that say that women should preach, should lead. Miriam, a prophetess of the Lord in Exodus 15, verse 20. Deborah, a prophetess and judge in Judges 4, verse 4.
So we're equating you to Deborah and to Miriam. Gentlemen, number one, I have to pause things for fair use purposes. Number two, this is a teaching moment. So let's jump right in. She immediately equated herself with Miriam, the sister of Moses, and Deborah, the only female prophet in Judges, or the judge in Judges. So, ma'am, I'm confused. What does those two things you've already mentioned have to do with you or any other woman pastor in the church today? Because they have of a JJ and you have one, then there's an equation there? Well, using that logic, then I might as well be Moses. Of course, that's not true. And of course, I would never say a big claim like that because number one, it couldn't be farther from the truth. And number two, it's ridiculous. It's stupid. But of course, we're off to a stupid start. What else you got to say?
Anna, the prophetess in the New Testament, Luke 2, verse 36.
again with another example of a female who was somehow prophetically inclined, and that supposed to mean that now she should be allowed to teach.
Scylla, the teacher, in Acts chapter 18, verse 26.
We get it.
And Phoebe, a minister, one of the fivefold ministers, Romans 16, verse 1. She was sent by Paul to deliver and essentially speak and teach the epistle to the Romans. Then we have Huldah, a prophetess, a prophet, in 2 Chronicles 34, verse 21. Oh. Samaritan woman at the well. She goes and tells everyone that the Messiah is here. So she is the first evangelist. Jesus.
Yeah, you hear those feminists in the background saying, yeah, yeah, you go, queen, yeah. Again, okay. This argument is so stupid, I don't even know where to begin. But I'll start right here. God, to my understanding, and Paul and people who spoke for God in the New Testament, they never said that women can't talk about God. They never said that women can't, quote, preach. They said that women should not instruct men in the church. They said that women are to be kept silent in the church. Now, I understand every single context matters for those various letters. However, I want to ask you a simple question that should have a simple answer, and you can feel free to answer for yourself in the comments below. Gentlemen, how is a woman supposed to be a wife? Let me clarify. How is a wife supposed to be submissive to her husband if she's the head of the church and instructing him in the word? I'll wait.
This is getting weird.
Yeah, see? Where's your answer to that question? So, I'll say it again in case you missed it. How is a wife supposed to be submissive to her husband if she's the head pastor and leading the church and leading him? She is supposed to be his shepherd. How is she supposed to submit to him? Again, no one's saying that women can't be youth pastors. They can't be pastors over other women. What they're saying is they can't be head pastors. They can't be associate head pastors. They can't be in senior leadership in the church. But of course, instead of seeing that fact, they then have to go on a full feminist rewrite of the Bible and say, well, look at this woman, and look at this woman, and look at this woman, and look at this woman. That's why I say in the title, the hidden hedonism and crouching communism, because they use the pretexts of, oh, these gender roles don't matter. Oh, these things don't matter. It's all circumstantial. They use the arguments that I use of context and knowing the times and everything else to give themselves a free hall pass to basically say we don't need male leadership at all, or we need male leadership as long as it's with a male leadership that I like. And that's the subtle feminism that is laced into this message right here. At no point has she made the stipulation that I have made. At no point has she said, hey, we in leadership roles, but not in senior leadership positions. Not once has she said that thus far. Instead, she's brought up multiple women who have been prophetically inclined or have had leadership roles. But again, we have not tied this into relationships. We have not tied this into senior leadership positions, nothing. She's just going on a feminist rewrite of the Bible. Let's see.
Jesus allowed her to go do that. Jesus, you know, could have not had this whole encounter happen, but he had this whole encounter happen because he wanted her to go spread the word, evangelize, teach, and speak. The Messiah is here.
You are missing the entire point, ma'am, and I really think you know that, but you're continuing to discuss it anyway.
When Jesus was resurrected, it was a woman, Mary Magdalene, who was the first to see him.
This woman is a feminist, by the way. In case you don't know it, you can see it in her eyes. This is a woman. This is one of the many examples of women in the church today who were feminists. They figured out that nobody bought their rubbish besides other women who were also not winning. So what they decided to do was, wait a minute, I want a good man, so where can I find him? I'll go to church. They go to church, and now they're like, wait a minute, there's like gender roles here. Wait, there's like actual masculinity here. Whoa, whoa, whoa! We can't have this. This is toxic. We gotta fix this. They'll go get the theology degree. I have a friend, I won't mention his name, whose sister is a pastor and she's homosexual. She's a lesbian. Yeah, you heard me correctly. She is a lesbian woman who is a pastor in a Christian church. Gentlemen, do you really think that these things just, oh, it's about equality? Oh, really? Well, where's the equality in the conversation when it matters for men? Oh, no. Be gone, Satan. We don't want that here. But when it comes to women, oh, we need equality because these men, they can't have an advantage over anything. But we as women, oh, we need to have the advantage over here. But it's only for our own protection, you see, because you know, obviously men are dangerous and bad. And we need to make sure we protect ourselves from these nasty men. But men, no, they can't protect ourselves. They can protect themselves from us. I mean, what's there to protect from? We're sugar, spice, and everything nice. We're nurturing. What is there to protect men from women?
This is the worst kind of discrimination. The kind against me.
I mean, this is a disgrace, but let's continue.
Now, God is God, and he obviously orchestrated that. It wasn't like that was an accident. So he chose to appear to a woman. Not only that, he instructs Mary Magdalene, go and teach, evangelize.
No, he said go and tell the other disciples.
Preach the gospel.
No, that is not what he said.
That I have risen from the grave. Then we also see Acts 2 verse 17, sons and daughters will prophesy. It also says Galatians 3:28 that there is no male or female. You are all one in...
So gender's just gone altogether. Let's just throw gender out. Let's just pretend like there's no difference at all. Oh, you guys catch that? She said, oh, well, let's just get rid of gender altogether. So what? We're all the same. That's what she insinuated, by the way, right there. So, ma'am, if it doesn't matter, male or female, then why do you need to make a big deal about being a woman pastor if it's not such a big deal? If it's not a big deal, why are you making it a big deal?
In Christ.
So if there's no male or female in Christ, then why are you making a whole scene about being a woman pastor? If it doesn't matter, then just say you're a pastor. Instead of that, be like, well, I'm a woman pastor. I'm a woman pastor, yeah. If you think I'm lying, look up female pastor on TikTok. Half of the videos, if not more, that you'll find are these female pastors who are so insecure about being a woman pastor that they literally make basically misandrous content against men who quote actual scripture to them about why they are not qualified to be senior leadership in the church. And instead of saying, hey, you're wrong for X, Y, and Z reason, they just laugh at them and make fun of them and demean them and be misandrous. Ma'am, you just disproved your whole spiel with that one point. If gender doesn't matter at all, then why does it matter that you're a woman preaching? Then why does it matter? Don't. Am I tripping? Please let me know. Am I tripping here? Am I wrong? This is unbelievable. Oh my goodness.
It is the Holy Spirit who does everything through us. We are just vessels. It's not like me who...
Look at this woman's eyes, dude. Oh, this woman's crazy.
...who has power because I've become one with God. Yes, I'm one with God, but God has all the power. God does every miracle. I'm just a vessel. I don't have special human powers that God and I mixed together. Now I'm this super woman person.
I don't know. That's kind of what you're pretending to be right now. Just... off of my observation. Gentlemen, do men go up on stage? Have you ever seen a male pastor go up on stage and be like, all right, men, everybody sit down, and I'm going to let my masculinity just flow out, and I'm going to really teach all of you how to really follow the Lord. Nobody does that. In fact, most male pastors have a higher voice than me. They sound like Mickey Mouse on Laughing Gas or Goofy. Yuck, okay, youngsters. I'm dressed like somebody 20 years younger than me, and I'm going to teach you about the Lord. I mean, you want to know why dudes are checking out of the church? This is the perfect example of everything that is wrong with the church right now. Not only does she not make sense, she disproved her own argument, but on top of that, this just reeks of, I'm insecure, I have low-key Freudian penis envy, and I'm still going to preach anyway about female power, while in my own speech saying that the whole thing makes no sense because there's no difference in God's eyes. Oh, gentlemen, you see why this makes no sense? This whole thing is just brainwashing. They literally just proved their own argument, and she keeps going. This video's not even halfway over.
No, I'm a vessel for God to do everything through. So God is not limited by a woman or a man. He can do whatever he wants through either. When the Holy Spirit comes inside a person and the Holy Spirit moves to the person, Holy Spirit doesn't turn into a womanly Holy Spirit. Same for a man.
All right, gentlemen, I'm sorry. I am getting a headache right now like you cannot believe. I need water, man. I can't listen to this anymore. All I'm hearing is, I'm insecure that I'm a woman being a pastor, but man, this whole thing is not about God, but about me justifying why I'm talking. This is just terrible. I'm getting a migraine like you won't believe. I have to go to the next video. I cannot continue to watch this. Oh, jeez. And now we're going to look at John MacArthur, and we're going to... Look, you heard what we just went through. It was tough. It was hard. Maybe some of you thought it was brilliant. I don't know how, but maybe some of you did. But let's see. What do you think about this?
Women who pastor, women who preach in a church are a disgrace, and they openly reflect opposition to the clear command of the Word of God. As in all the churches of the saints, the women are to keep silent in the churches. They're not permitted to speak. It's disgraceful for a woman to speak. It might be shocking to you to know this, but in a survey conducted in 2017, about 80% of Americans are comfortable with a female pastor. 62% of practicing Christians are open to women pastors. 27% of pastors across this country are women. This is an explosion. In 1960, 2% of clergy were women. The women's movement has basically just erupted in the church. And the last frontier for the movement is the evangelical church. Last frontier to fall victim to the rebellion of feminism, along with cultural Marxism. Perhaps women pastors and women preachers.
Oh, by the way, I paused it for a reason. He's got receipts on screen for the biblical qualifications for pastors. Just so you wanted to know, I didn't see her give a single receipt other than cherry-picked examples, but here it is. And I love that John highlighted the Marxism-feminism connection, because they're one and the same. The whole goal was to subvert the nuclear family. That's why I posed the question I posed earlier of how can a woman be senior leadership in the church and be the shepherd of the flock, but yet still be submissive to her husband, who's supposed to be a part of that flock. Make that make sense. Answer, you can't, because it doesn't. So therefore, John makes sense. I don't agree with everything that he says, by the way, on everything. I think he teaches a lot of men to be simps, which is a disgrace to me personally. But again, the reason why we're discussing this is not because I want women to, you know, some women are better off being seen, not heard. I mean, this is just an unfortunate reality. But again, let's look at what he said. Let's again, the changes of women being accepted as pastors in the church. There's a huge difference between being a pastor and the pastor at the church. Women want more leadership roles because a lot of the women are falling for feminism. They have fallen for the, oh, it doesn't matter. I should just be able to lead because I'm a woman. I've never heard a man say, I should lead because I'm a man. No, usually they say I should lead because of this, this, that, and the other thing. Not because of anything or other reason. I think Big John, shout out to Big John. I don't know if he makes content anymore, but he was really good back in the day. He used to say, you have the power of the penis. I don't know if that's what people are saying. Let's continue with what this would mean. This woman will answer our question. This woman says, this is another woman pastor that John was just discussing. She says women are needed. Oh, boy. All right. Needed in what capacity? What are we talking about here? Go ahead.
You, as a woman, are needed. You, as a woman, have been called by God. And I don't know what has been going around to the fact that people are saying women shouldn't be preachers, teachers, or anything else, but you are called, and you have a purpose, and you are needed. Your voice is needed. There is women in the Bible, all throughout the Bible, that had purpose.
Oh, in other words, we're confusing purpose with the actual call to preach. How do people manage to try to make their point by missing the entire point of the conversation? I don't get that, but okay, continue.
And that God specifically chosen to use a woman. And I truly believe when it's this opposition that we face as women, it's because the devil fears us.
Oh, wow. So in other words, if you don't like this Christian version of feminism, then you're siding with the devil. Oh, well, that's a really good way to start a conversation. In other words, that's like me saying, well, if a woman is not barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, then you need to exorcise the Jezebel spirit out of her. Oh, you don't like it when I say that, do you? Well, guess what? That's what you just said to me in reverse. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
It's because the devil fears who we are and what we can do as women who God created us to be. We are women who bear children. That's enough said.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if this woman took ninth grade biology class or not, but I'm going to ask a question. Ma'am, who gave you the ability to incubate? That's right, I said incubate. That child. Probably the man, considering that the men are... Okay, gentlemen, don't ever fall for this lie. You think that women are the givers of life? Mm-mm. No, they are incubators for life. That woman, that is maybe your wife, or baby mama, whatever. That woman is incubating your seed. You are the giver of life, not her. No, she is the incubator. You, as a man, you are the giver of life. Life comes from your seed, from your sack. That's where the life coming from. Not from her womb. No, that's why she has periods and you don't. Because without your seed, she just bleeds out and that's it. It's gone. It's dead. That womb was dead until I put my seed of life into it. You put that on a t-shirt. Tell me I ain't lying. It's called biology. Stuff that's not popular today because it's not politically correct. Well, I don't care if it's politically correct. I care if it's accurate. And gentlemen, in case you haven't had enough of female pastors, this is what women's ministry we're talking about. This is what women are teaching other women. And this is supposed to be Christian advice. Forget the secular world. Secular world's doomed. Christian church is largely doomed as well. But my friends, this is what your so-called Christian traditional wife is being taught in the church and on TikTok that she follows. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, drizzle down a little Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj and whatnot. Oh yeah. Guess what? You get the society you're living in. Congratulations. All right, man, what do you have to say? How much more of this can I take before I need to take I need to take motion sickness from all of the mental gymnastics my head's having to go through.
We don't get to choose the people that God has placed in our lives and on our paths. We don't get to choose the family that we're born into. Maybe you didn't have to eat dinner at the grocery store. Mary didn't get to choose who came to worship Jesus that night in the stable. But we do get to choose how we see the people in our lives. And I know that the people in your life are messy. It's messy. And loving them is complicated. It's like the farthest thing from simple.
In other words, she's teaching women how to put up with men who are not boring.
What?
Oh. Oh, just so you know, this woman's kind of talking about Pookie, in case you didn't know. Gentlemen, the story of Beauty and the Beast exists for a reason. It's around because women like men who are of a beastly nature. Oh, they'll tell you that's not true, but then they'll ask them what their past is consists of. Good guys or edgy, rough, bad guys? There's your answer right there.
What I'm asking you to do today, because I know there's history and there's pain and there's things that have been said and there's the way people always have acted. I get it. I'm just asking you to think, if you feel far from God this Christmas, you might need to ask God to help you change the way you see his sons and daughters, because you can have boundaries and be kind at the same time.
Okay. Gentlemen, whenever you hear the word feel, you need to shift the conversation immediately, because at the end of the day, your feelings are fleeting and are rarely ever factual. And that is one of the reasons why, in my opinion, women should not be in head leadership position of the church. Can women be pastors? Potentially. Can they be head pastors? No, they shouldn't. But guess what? That's not popular. And the women's ministry is riddled with little bits of hedonism and crouching communist tendencies. Just look at the women pastors we've used on today's show. If you think I'm cherry picking this, please go and on social media and look for this stuff yourself. If you think I'm cherry picking this, this was like one of the first things that popped up when I looked up this subject matter. This was not hard to find. These were not buried at the bottom of the algorithm. No, these were front and center. Gentlemen, what do you think about the female pastor issue? What do you think about the women's ministry being riddled with the feminism and Marxist tendencies, which is leading to the corruption of the church, and why Christian men have been manipulated into making deals with these women and marrying them only to get bait and switched on? Yeah. A lot of men will tell you a story. If you do not believe what I'm saying to be accurate or to be a misrepresentation, please go through the comment sections on different videos on this channel. There are men who are sharing their stories that are telling you everything that I'm saying is true. Now, you might say it's anecdotal. You could say whatever you want. You're just trying to avoid the truth. My friends, please share your thoughts, comments, and your stories below. I encourage you to do so. I read through all the comments. I look forward to discussing this topic more, because it's something that is not popular to discuss and something that often flies under the radar. A lot of Christian men are generally good men and are not going to hold women accountable and call them out on this type of radical feminism that's riddled within the women's ministry in the church. But until next time, take care of yourselves. Do your own research. Think for yourself. Don't let technology think for you. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.